In a tweet last week, President Trump said that he hereby ordered American companies doing business in China to start looking for alternatives. The tweet comes as trade tensions with China continue and after the U.S. and China both promised to raise tariffs again. But there are questions about whether the president has the power to bar American companies from doing business in China and whether Congress would try to override it. Judith Allison Lee is an international trade lawyer with the firm Gibson Dunn based in Washington, D.C. Judith, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rob.
Well, what is your read on this? Does the president have the power to order companies to start pulling business out of another country?
Well, the law that the president cited is called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This was passed in 1977, and it gives the president extremely broad authority to respond to what is described as an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, or economy of the United States. So if the president determines that there is this unusual and extraordinary threat, and that is officially proclaimed in an executive order, the act gives the president, as I said, extremely broad authority to take any kind of action with respect to a foreign international threat. So technically speaking, if the president were to make this declaration, and it certainly could not be done via tweet, it would have to be done by an executive order, then under the statute, he certainly would have the authority to prohibit U.S. companies from doing business with or in China. It's an extremely broad statute. It has never been used with respect to this type of situation where you basically have a trade dispute between two countries. In the past, this statute has really been used by many different administrations to target emergent international threats relating to, for example, narcotics trafficking or weapons of mass proliferation, destruction proliferation, terrorism financing, these types of threats. So this is a novel use or threat of use by the president with respect to the trade disputes with China.
What would this mean then for that American company that has, say, a factory in China or does business with a Chinese-owned factory in China?
It would be extraordinarily disruptive. Up until now, the statute really has been used, as I mentioned, to target specific threats. And the countries that it has been used against have been, Iran, Syria, Sudan, countries that don't have the type of economic integration with the United States that China does. So if the president were to follow through with this threat by issuing an executive order and prohibiting U.S. businesses from doing business with or in China, it would be extraordinarily disruptive. And, as you can tell by the reaction of the stock market over the past several days, the uncertainty that has been generated by the threat to use this statute has caused a great deal of distress within the global economic world.
Talking to Judith Allison Lee, international trade lawyer with the firm Gibson Dunn, based in Washington, D.C., talking about the president's statements on Twitter that he was ordering companies, American companies, to stop doing business in China. To get nitpicky here, Judith, if I am a Canadian company and I have some business operations in the United States and some in China, does this have any impact on me?
It could. It certainly could. If you've got a U.S. subsidiary or a U.S. parent, and in today's global environment, a lot of the supply chain is international, then the fact that U.S. companies would be prohibited from dealing with Chinese companies could certainly impact not only Canadian companies, but, companies around the world. We've seen broad disruption and distress within the global markets because of this threat. It doesn't just affect U.S. companies. It has a much broader effect worldwide.
If this emergency power were invoked in the way the president says he would use it, and companies did in fact start removing operations from China, would those, I guess, jobs at those factories, say, necessarily come back to the United States?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. In fact, this administration's very aggressive posture toward China has already caused some companies, some U.S. companies, to consider alternative sourcing. Even before this threat to use this 1977 statute, the president's imposition of tariffs against China has caused some U.S. companies and even non-U.S. companies to consider moving operations from China, but they're not coming back to the United States. They're going to other low-cost manufacturing countries within Asia and other areas of the world.
I won't ask you to read the president's mind, but is there some thought that the threat of invoking this power might be just that, a threat to try to get an advantage with China in trade negotiations to say, hey, here's how serious we are?
Absolutely. I think that certainly is a possibility. And as a lawyer, you know, concerned with the rule of law, it's distressing to see the president or any administration use a statute that really is devoted to or focused on the national security of the United States used as a leveraging tool in a trade dispute. As I mentioned, this, you know, this trade dispute with China has been going on for many, many years. Lots of different administrations. So it's stretched to say that right now in 2019, we have an unusual and extraordinary threat that requires such drastic action.
Now, this is something that if the president were to do it, Congress could step in and try to assert their authority and say, no, that's not what we meant by emergency. There's not, I guess it's not really we. Most of them weren't there in the 1970s when it was passed. But you get the gist. Congress could step in and try to stop the president, right?
Absolutely. So Congress gave the president this extraordinary power within this statute. Congress can take that away. Absolutely. And, you know, there has been a lot of resistance within the Congress to push back against some of the president's trade posturing and negotiations. But this is so disruptive that if the president really were to consider going down this road and, for example, issuing an executive order that primes the pump for these sanctions to be imposed, I think you would see Congress taking some action.
That's Congress. How about in the courts? If my hypothetical company, Robco, was ordered to remove business from China, could I go to court and say, hold on, I'm challenging the notion that this is an emergency under the statute as passed by Congress?
Well, I'm afraid Robco would have a very difficult time persuading a judge that, you know, this the president, the administration doesn't have the authority to declare it basically a national emergency. The statute is based on the national security concerns of the United States, and judges are very reluctant to overrule a decision by any administration that's based on the national security of the United States.
You mentioned that trade uncertainties were making some companies rethink their willingness to do business in China. Are there international companies who might look at this and say, well, do I really want to be doing business in the United States given the risk of this kind of proclamation coming?
Absolutely. You know, the more the president or any administration takes actions under IEPA or other statutes that, you know, impose unilateral sanctions, it really does provide an incentive for companies to say, look, you know, there's a cost to doing business with the United States or to be setting up a subsidiary or, you know, business operations in the United States if that means that my business is going to be subject to this uncertainty. So although the statute gives the president broad discretion to respond to international emergencies, you know, the U.S. is still part of the global economic, you know, order and is the leader in the order. And so taking these kinds of actions always has the potential unintended side effect of, you know, causing some international companies to look elsewhere.
As we wrap up, Judith, as you say, a tweet is not an executive order, even if it has the word hereby in it. What are you watching for next as we watch this possible executive order maybe coming out?
Wow, it's really been kind of a ping pong game within the past several days with the tweets coming out and the threats and the stock market dropping and, you know, the conciliation that apparently has happened within the past 24 hours. I think that the market is very sensitive to this. And if there are any indications that the administration is actually drafting an executive order, I think you will see a big effect in the stock market and global markets. So I think that's really, you know, what we'll be looking for.
Judith, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Rob.
That's Judith Allison Lee, an international trade lawyer with the firm Gibson Dunn, based in Washington, D.C. She was with us today to talk about a law the president says gives him the power to restrict business with foreign countries. The president stating on Twitter that he would use that power targeting businesses in China.